The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Continuing to listen. To make the American people's priorities our priorities, and to confront the big challenges that face middle-class families, starting with the economy.
All right, that's the voice of the Speaker of the House, of course, John Boehner, and he is gloating a little bit because now he's got the power. There was a song, remember? They've got the power. The power switched to a sea of red thanks to the midterm elections. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. And this was the first one on the Hill, Boehner coming out. And, of course, there's the big meeting with the president later in the day to talk about, I'm certain, cooperation and the spirit of working together and all that kind of stuff. Will it really become a reality? Well, who knows? That's the big question mark. There are 2 years left in the Obama presidency, and you have the same scenario, and I've said this many times, and all of you know it. This is a smart audience. It's similar to Bill Clinton when he worked with a Republican Congress, and he had Newt Gingrich as the Speaker of the House. However, as Newt is famous for saying, he could work with Bill Clinton. He worked with Bill Clinton, whether or not he disagreed with some of what Clinton stood for and all of that. They did manage to accomplish some things like budgets. But in the case of these personalities, I don't know that it's going to be so easy. Mitch McConnell the other day said, yes, we have a cordial relationship. And then Obama said he would certainly have a glass of bourbon with Mitch McConnell or some such thing like that. We don't care about them drinking bourbon together. We've already had the beer summit. We saw what happened there and the golf game and everything else. How about just getting a few things done in Washington? One thing the president won't like, and there will absolutely be a push for this, Republicans, many of them, ran on, well, let's get rid of Obamacare or affordable health care and start and work on something else or take away pieces of it. There are a couple of different things that have been suggested, and this was a big push for a lot of people who ran. Will that happen? I mean, really, is this going to be dismantled? I think it's going to be tough to dismantle it, but will pieces of it go to the wayside right when it's coming into its full swing? Because we've only seen the beginning of affordable health care. There are fines that will increase and other things that will happen for people who don't get healthcare. In January, we're taking the show to Washington, and we'll be doing a couple of shows on healthcare and talking to people on all sides of this. So we're going to look at all sides, from the Democratic side, from the Republican side, meaning we want to hear what the sell job is on what's not working, and we want to hear what the other side is, in which we know people, many of you have flooded my email box about premiums and things that aren't fair. A lot of this seems to be more the middle class than anything else, because if you didn't have health care and you couldn't afford health care, then you were getting the subsidies, and that's different for some of the other people who had better health care. But either way, the ABCs of what we have now, what's going to happen in the future, all that stuff is what we'll be talking about. Well, what we'll be talking about, as we are every single week, but what we'll be talking about specifically for a couple of shows at the end of January when we talk to people in the healthcare business specifically and people affected by what's happening with healthcare. So, you know, in Alaska voters wake up on Thursday and they're still waiting to find out what's happening. But this is nothing new for Alaska because of the way they count the votes in the state. They begin counting absentee and question ballots a week after the election. So the race between the Democratic Senator Mark Begich and the Republican Dan Sullivan hasn't been settled. It's the third Senate election in a row that keeps Alaskans waiting, but they're used to waiting for all kinds of things. They're always waiting for their ship to come in, right? Baggage trailed the Republican Dan Sullivan by about 8,100 votes with thousands of ballots that still have to be counted. And the Libertarian is an he's not affiliated with anyone. And write-in candidates combined for about 14,000 votes. So that was pretty interesting. And if you go back in time to bad boy Senator Ted Stevens, remember he got into a little trouble. In 2008, Stevens, who's a longtime senator from Alaska, led Begich by about 3,000 votes after Election Day, but before the absentee and question ballots were counted. And then Stevens was found guilty by a jury in a federal corruption case days before the election and conceded about 2 weeks later. So Begich wound up winning by less than 4,000 votes. So, you know, in Alaska, anything can happen. You know, they have a saying, just wait till the sun goes down. Sometimes the sun doesn't go down for a very, very long period of time. So we'll see. But that could be another one in favor of the Republicans. It kind of looks that way, but until it's official, it's, you know, not official. Let's put it that way. Ebola. Where are we on Ebola? Boy, it seems like it has faded into the woodwork, but yet we know all we need is one or two cases and the conversation is flowing. Well, really one case. And General Martin Dempsey says the U.S. troops' Ebola deployment could last 18 months. Remember, Dempsey, I loved it, was so concerned with Ebola, saying that I got guys that are handling blood. I have guys that are handling tainted blood. So he's making sure everybody realizes how long this is going to take. And he wants to make sure that he's not getting any blowback for it, because the troops have been deployed to Liberia and Senegal, and they're not doing the direct care thing, but they're providing help to the healthcare workers if they come down with the disease and all the other support systems that they need in place. And Dempsey says they're making some progress in Liberia, but Sierra Leone isn't doing so well. It's not trending well, and neither is Guinea either. They're not doing so well. And if you look at how many people have been deployed, and somehow this kind of flies under the radar, but we've deployed to that area, there are almost 2,000 Defense Department folks there. You have over 1,700 in Liberia and 175 in Senegal, and they say that could increase to about 4,000 could be over there. And Dempsey says, you know, this is every bit of a four-year mission. Did you know that? A four-year mission. And it says it's not a humanitarian thing. It's a stability op. That's what we're calling it. A stability op. But wow, I'm thinking military budget, all the slashes that's taking, how could they, there couldn't be any, how many more people could they deploy? How could they afford to deploy more, rather? And think of what's going on in West Africa and the amount of people who have been killed by Ebola. And I think the idea is we have to stamp it out because we don't want it to come back to the United States or to some of our allies or wherever else it could be taken out of those countries. All right, we've just scratched the surface. We're checking the mail next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. cases. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
You're interested, because we do the nail the score thing here. It wasn't the nail the score game this week, but Cleveland routed the Bengals 24-3, because, you know, we have that Thursday night football thing going on. Yeah, I think we're more interested in the lopsided elections and what was the tsunami of red across the country. There were a few that were close, and then we've got a runoff thing going on in Louisiana, and in Alaska, I just explained, we don't know for sure there. It's looking like the Republican, but not done, and that could be two more seats. But regardless, they just had to get over the 51 threshold, so that certainly hit there, and then the House picked up more seats, and you get the deal and what the drill is. And now these next couple of years are really going to be interesting, because that sets the stage for 2016. If you want to throw in your two cents, go ahead. Have at it. What do you think? What does this do? I think it leaves it wide open, a wide open canvas, really, on both sides anyway. But really, for the Republicans now, they absolutely have a lane. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate. Kate?
I am here. What did you think of those election results?
I thought it was wonderful, being a diehard Republican.
Yeah, you didn't. You weren't surprised, though. Come on, you weren't surprised, right?
No, I was
right?
not surprised. No, mm-hmm. I knew. I remember. I've been saying all along that there was pent up anger in this nation.
Yep, absolutely.
For the way that this country was being dragged down the tubes.
Yep.
Look,
yep.
This is a country that believes in entrepreneurship. It believes in making a decent living to provide for our families, and we do not want anything to do with socialism or Marxism or communism or any of the isms, including Obamaism, and that's just a fact of life. I thought it was great, and we're going to have to watch out. I thought Rush Limbaugh came up with a wonderful idea today. Actually, it was one of his callers that came up with it, and he gave the caller credit and even gave him an iPhone. But, he did. And it was this. Send the bills up with the poll of what the American people want and why they want it, like the retarding of Obamacare and so on, and put it on the president and say, look, here's 60% of the nation that wants this done. We passed the bill through the Congress, through the Senate. It's now on your table. If he doesn't sign it, the Obama is the obstructionist. And do that with every single bill. We've got 300 bills that could have really got this country to moving, and Harry Reid wouldn't even bring them up for a vote, wouldn't allow any amendments, wouldn't allow any conversation. They were just dead on arrival. And now those are all going to come to fruition. And it's all going to go to the president's desk. And every time he tries to veto one, it's just one more nail in his coffin.
Absolutely. And that's what's going to happen. I think that's what's going to happen.
Now, what do you think about his future of being this immigration program that he's trying to shove down our throats?
I think it's going to be DOA. I mean, try the executive order, but I really think you're going to get a massive attack on that, yes.
Yeah, look, the whole United States of America does not want any more of this lawlessness. And I got a question. Where are these people getting their money that are brought here and been allowed in? Oh, the thousands and thousands upon thousands and thousands of these illegal kids and their parents and so on. They're, living off the dime while living off of us?
You got it. That was easy to figure that scenario out.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, and another thing I'd like to give you a little factoid, as far as Stevenson, the former senator from Alaska. He was found not guilty by a judge. In fact, the people that were prosecuting Stevens were reprimanded by the judge and told that if there was any more shenanigans that they were going to perpetrate against Stevenson, that he would bring them up before the bar and have them disbarred for their actions. That actually happened. And Stevens was completely exonerated, so the program where they indicted him right before an election was strictly politics. That's all it was, and they were just trying to steal an election, and they did steal it, but they're going to get it back in the neck now because Sullivan has got way too much support. His opponent, Begich, would have to give the entire Republican, Democrat, and Independent vote all 100% to make up for the shortfall that he has to cover.
You know what? That is the rest of the story. It's funny you said that because I'm going to do a segment called Tell Me the Rest. Ted Stevens, sadly, remember he died in that plane crash?
Yeah, it was so sad.
Because he was the longest running Republican senator in history. I mean, he was like there from, I remember my mother talking about his 60s. 1968, I think, is when he started.
Yeah. He's been there all that time, and he had served the nation, not just Alaska. He had served the nation well. And I thought it was a stab in the back what the Democrats did to him.
No jokes for us? You're not leaving on a joke?
Honey, I would love to give you something, but all I have is kind of on the risque side of running around in my head. And you know that I like to be as pure as the wind or snow when I put forth something. But soon I shall hear something. I told you the one about why the Lone Ranger used silver bullets, right?
Well, tell us again. Why did he use silver bullets?
Because he was afraid of werewolves.
That's good. Anybody's free to use Dan's material. We have all signed a virtual release.
Yeah. Copyright, forget it. You know, no problem.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, Dan. Have a good one. Have a great weekend. You know, it's interesting. I'm glad Dan finished that because that is coming up on our next segment. So he jumped the shark on me. But Ted Stevens, one of the things that happened is they Ted Stevens' prosecutors, they said, hid evidence. And that was a big deal in that. And then, of course, fast forward to 2010, and he was with four people in that single-engine plane, and they died. And he was a guy who was pretty fiery, and you'd see a lot of images from him in Washington where he would be, you know, whatever he was passionate about, he could be at the forefront of controversy, and he wasn't afraid to take it on. And so he, you know, here he was, died at the age of 86 in that plane. But he, previous to what the smear thing that happened, he had been one of the more respected guys. And plus, he had a lot of, you know, he had a lot of friends on the Democratic side of the aisle. I mean, he really did. So he was a guy who served in World War II. Then he did the law thing, and then was a U.S. attorney, and then he jumped into politics, and, you know, then the rest is history. I even saw that he worked for the Eisenhower Interior Department, and he was big, of course, and this is why he was so initially really embraced by Alaskans. He was pretty big in that the whole role of bringing statehood for Alaska, and, you know, then fast forward to the other things and talking about pipelines and land interests and all of that, and amateur sports. Even I knew this from sports, and I think that's why I had that conversation with my mom that I could recall. He was known for the sponsorship of the Amateur Sports Act in the late 70s, and that ended up establishing the United States Olympic Committee, because we didn't have the athletes, needed the funding and all that other sort of stuff. So, you know, how about that? All right. So as I said, coming up next, tell me the rest. You know, when you hear stories, little snippets that we'll be talking about here on America Tonight, and then you think, wow, what happened with that? Fast forward, and we're going to get you caught up to date on a few things. Stay with us.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The rest. And thanks to this segment, we are booting the mailbag to next hour. AC/DC, that's what you're hearing now. The drummer, Phil Rudd, has had charges dropped against him. Dirty deeds. Yeah, thank you. On cue. Rudd was the 60-year-old drummer for that band that had been accused of trying to have two men killed. But the Crown Solicitor in New Zealand decided there wasn't enough evidence to justify it. So how about that? The charges are done. However, his attorney said that Rudd suffered unnecessary and extremely damaging publicity as a result of the widespread and sensational reporting of the serious allegation. Of course, yes. I mean, the whole idea that he wanted to murder two people. And I said this the other day, AC/DC is one of the world's biggest selling musical acts, period. And here he was accused of that. So this is the bad deal. And, he's arrested and that whole thing broke. And now they're saying, yeah, there's not enough. There's not enough for that. So for him, that is a good rest of it, isn't it? Because of what people were forming, the opinions that we were all forming when we heard the story. All right, on a lighter note, once you make it big in movies, whether it's animated movies or some other variety, you know what the Hollywood types do? They want to make a second, a third, and bingo, a fourth, Toy Story 4, coming out in 2017. Yep. The Disney CEO, Bob Iger, said during the quarterly earnings call that Buzz Lightyear, Woody, and Mr. Potato Head aren't finished despite the ending to Toy Story 3. On This Is It, they have the same director who's coming back, and they're going to reprise the roles that they had before. And, you know, the third Toy Story had made $1 billion worldwide. That's crazy. So, of course, $1 billion means there's a billion reasons that Hollywood is going to say, yeah, I think we're going to do this again. I think this one works. All right, here's another one that I think you'll all be interested in. I mentioned the other day that you could actually look at, because they were made, I think they were made public anyway, or maybe I just got the lucky email, but the 64,000 pages of Fast and Furious. If you look at the emails, because, I mean, now all those emails are out there, and Daryl Issa, who I said was like a dog with a bone, he's not going to let it go, said that the document dump clearly shows Holder is at the heart of Fast and Furious, that these treasure trove of emails that was handed to his office on the night of the elections clearly shows that in the documents. And, you know, here's the deal with that. Remember, Eric Holder testified that he was sad when the Border Patrol agent was killed, and he really wasn't aware of what had happened, how deeply it had gone. But what ISA is saying, that that's not what this is showing, he's there, that he's in the middle of this, that you see him involved in the emails. So that's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting, because there was this undercover deal that was happening that cut out Mexico. And he's saying clearly this is on the head of the attorney general. Now, of course, we don't have that operation that allows guns to be trafficked into Mexico. The idea was they would be trafficked in and our agents could track them. But the guns ended up in the hands of criminals and ended up at a whole bunch of crime scenes, including the murder of U.S. Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, which outraged so many of us. And that's what kicked open the door even more to this. And so ISA is saying that, look, that they've been asking for this for a long time. And they shouldn't have withheld these documents. And the documents clearly show that, they were more aware than they were letting on of what had happened and what had gone wrong with the program. So I don't think we really have heard the last of Fast and Furious, because they're going to have to go over the emails with a fine tooth comb, and that's going to take some time to do that. But trust me, it's not going away. Let's put it that way. Here's another story that's the rest of, and the rest of is this Philadelphia story where a woman was kidnapped off the street. I mean, that would send chills up your spine when you saw that video, I'm telling you. And now what they're talking about is this Carlicia Freeland Gaither. They said that because of her spirit, the 22-year-old nursing assistant was probably kept alive. It probably helped keep her alive that she tried to talk her way through it, and she kept struggling with the guy who kidnapped her, despite the fact that she was, bound up. She's at her house in Philly because they found her. They rescued her outside of Baltimore, and they arrested the suspect. And they're giving her time before they complete all the interviews. But here's the crazy thing about this. Thank goodness they found her. She was rescued because of the GPS tracking that had been installed on the suspect's car by the used car dealership that sold it to him. They read the dealership's name on the traffic camera image of the car and asked the dealership to turn on the GPS to show the location, because dealerships routinely put GPS devices on cars so they can be located and repossessed if the owner falls behind on the payments. So that was huge, and that's the reason that they could get to her. She was in the car, she was bound in the car, and she, you know, just kept struggling, so they think that's why she stayed alive, but it was the GPS that tracked her to, that tracked her down in Baltimore, so that's a very big deal. On the other hand, there was this movie executive, and I can remember when this story broke, whose remains were found by hikers. They say he was murdered in his car. That's what the police are saying now. They think that this was a guy who was pretty big. He was a 20th Century Fox guy and actually a UCLA basketball player. He was dumped in a shallow grave in the National Forest in California about 2 years ago. So they haven't made any arrest yet. The guy's name is Gavin Smith. And they don't know, you know, specifically, of course, it shows that there was some kind of trauma. That's why they say the murder and whatnot. But they don't, you know, they don't have any leads on who it was or any of that kind of stuff. But they say there was evidence in the car that indicated he was killed in the car, because they found his car in 2013 and they saw, you know, it had blood and body tissue, and they knew that he had been killed. But how about that? I mean, this is a guy that played college hoop for the legendary Wizard, the coach, John, you know, Wooden. And he was last seen alive at a friend's house in Ventura County. And then that was, you know, that was it. They found the car and never found him. And now they've found him. And, you know, he was a guy who was in the movie business for like 18 years. He worked on Avatar, Star Wars trilogy, blah, 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 on and on the list goes. But, I mean, how creepy is that? What's the story behind that? Did he just run afoul of some nefarious people somehow, or, you know, stopped because something happened to his car, or stopped to make a call, or who knows? I mean, who knows what it is? And all they can do is try to figure out, I guess, with maybe something to do with his body, if they can get any kind of leads on that, if somebody messed up. And but pretty tough, because that's been 2 years. That's how long it's been, 2 years. All right, here's another, the rest of. In deference, by the way, to the great Paul Harvey, I would never say the rest of the story, just in case you're wondering. I used to love that. When I worked at a radio station in Dallas, I used to listen to them all the time. It's just great. In Monterey Bay, I love this when they find shipwrecks. If you were a shipwreck driver, how cool would this be? But scientists say that they've come across, exploring the edge of the Monterey Canyon, they found a ship on the seafloor off of, really specifically, Santa Cruz. And it first appeared, they kept seeing these sonar images on one of the fault lines. And then they had these sharper angles on these images. And they got closer and closer. And they finally found an unpiloted submarine that was, you know, showed the ship. They were in an unpiloted submarine. They sent it down after they had been as deep as they could go. And the ship was the Umpqua 2, and it was a barge from Oregon that was grounded outside of a place called Moss Landing in 1982. It sunk about a mile beneath the surface of the ocean, 12 miles southwest of Santa Cruz. So, you know, it's not like you found pirate's gold or anything, but it was an 82 shipwreck, and they found it. You never know what you're going to find when you're exploring for other things. Huh? All right, we're talking wine next here on this version of America Tonight.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
At one point in my life, believe it or not, people listening in the nooks and crannies here across America to America Tonight, I actually made wine. Now, I didn't make it. It wasn't great. It was like souvenir wine. I tried so hard, but I understand the difference between myself and a true winemaker. Recently, I had a chance to catch up with the folks from Messina Hoff, and I'm telling you, their stuff is really good. There was a couple of wines that I really, really enjoyed. And joining us now, he might be in the wine cellar at Messina Hoff. I'm not sure. Paul Bonarigo. He is the CEO, winemaker, and everything else in between there at Messina Hoff. It is a family project. Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
So, Messina Hoff, I think what's so interesting about the whole process is that it's such a family affair, and we're talking about in the state of Texas. And I, when I talked to you originally and met you out at Boot Ranch, I love the story of the family and how it was handed down. And your father was somebody who didn't think he was going to be a winemaker, right?
Well, he, you know, I'm the seventh generation winemaker in the family. So he had been involved with wine when he was young, but when he moved to Texas, had really no knowledge that that was, there was going to be an opportunity to do that here. So kind of part of the thought was that maybe he might make some small stuff, but not really anything on a great scale.
Yeah. And then it turned out to be something on a great scale. And I think people don't understand, because people who are listening to us in California especially, but even in New York, I don't think people necessarily think of Texas as great wine, but that's not true, is it?
No, in fact, you know, especially in recent years, in the last 5 to 10 years, Texas wines have received great acclaim, wonderful awards. I mean, in 2013, Messina Hoff won top all-around winery at the Houston International Wine Competition. There were 943 wineries that participated from 23 countries, and we were ranked best out of all of them. So that just goes to show the fact that there's some really high-quality wines that are being made. Plus, not just in Texas competitions, but in international competitions, we've won many awards. And we actually ship our wines all over the state, all over the U.S., as well as to foreign countries as well.
Yeah. The when you go to name a wine, it seems as though that can be something personal. The one of the favorite wines that you make that I tasted was the Sophia Marie Rosé, and that won an award in 2013, I think. But I love the taste of that. But how did you get the name?
So Sophia Marie is the name of my daughter, and the way that this story goes, I was in the Marine Corps for 5 years and exited service in 2010. As I was leaving service, my wife was pregnant, and of course that's a whole other story unto itself, with my wife driving 8.5 months pregnant with the 110-pound dog in my pickup truck type story. That was a fun journey. But when we got to Texas, in April, and my daughter was born in May, which of course is right before you start going into veraison in the vineyard. And as we came to start that vintage, we looked at Linois, which is the grape that we have classically used to make our ports here at the winery. And we have some really high-class ports. We've received international acclaim for it, but primarily that's what we've always made with the Linois grape. And we started looking at what could we potentially do with this variety that was a little bit different. And so in 2010, we created the first rosé from Linois. And because of the fact that Sophia had just been born, we named the wine after her, and we actually took her handprint right after she was born, and we put it on the bottle. So on every label is her actual handprint when she was born. So that was the first vintage of the Sophia Marie Rosé.
Oh, I love that story. So she has that forever, and you know, you can't take that away. That's such a cool thing. The fact that you named the wine for that reason. Do you have a favorite wine? I mean, is there, because it's so personal for you, is there one that you just, that's it, this has just hit the mark?
You know, this is a very difficult question, because wine is much like, you know, it's an art form, and every wine that you put in the bottle is like a child. I mean, you put so much work and effort into it, it's kind of hard to say I like one better than the other. But some of the wines that really stand out that we really have a lot of pride about are like we had a series of wines called our Paolo, like our Paolo Bordeaux blend we served at the Boot Ranch dinner. But that we have a whole tier of wines that's called Paolo, and it's named after, of course, Paul Bonarigo, the namesake. And it signifies the best quality fruit, the best quality winemaking practices that go into those vintages. And it's not every year that we make a Paolo. We only make it when we feel like it's exceptional wine. So that, of course, that whole series has a special place in my heart. And also our port, because of the fact that we were the first winery in the world to make port through natural fermentation instead of fortification. Mm-hmm. And we have continued that process and really creates a wonderful port product that it's kind of multi-sided, because a lot of times when you hear port, people think, well, port is a cigar drink or it's a man's drink or whatever. But when you taste our port, because of the fact that it's naturally fermented, it's much more It's much more delicate. It's smoother finish. It just makes a better product that everybody can enjoy, and we've had great success with it. So those, and plus it's made from our estate vineyard here right at the winery. So those two things are kind of special to me.
Yeah, how big is the estate winery?
Well, the estate vineyard here is 40 acres. The winery, of course, we produce about 50,000 cases a year. But we source our grapes from all over the state. So we source from about 900 acres throughout the state of Texas.
Wow, 900 acres. And so when you have drought conditions, how does that affect the vines?
Well, one thing about Texas is if you're going to plant a vineyard, you better have an irrigation system. Because especially in the high plains, you know, it's hot. And like last year was a great example. They only got like, I think, 6 inches of rain the entire year or the entire growing season.
Yeah.
So, you know, having an irrigation system helps to be able to grow in regions where maybe rain is not as big of a deal. You know, it's something that I think that the people getting involved with the grape growing industry now are much more educated into the understanding of what they need going into it. So most vineyards are set up pretty well.
I'm sure you have your head down because you're so buried in the business, but have you ever seen the movie Bottle Shock?
Absolutely.
Is it kind of like Bottle Shock? I mean, I thought that movie was so great, and it made me want to learn how to make wine, actually. And I said I kind of stumbled my way through it with the little bit of equipment I had. Do you think that did you find that movie funny and could relate to some of the things in it?
Well, I think the biggest thing that, and we actually talk about this phenomenon, because it's the tasting of Paris, you know, that is such an amazing time for the California industry. But if you look at kind of the same type of growth that the California industry had, my dad actually, he was in the Navy, he was a physical therapist, and he was stationed in Oakland in California back in the late 60s. And he tells a story about how he went into a fine dining restaurant and asked for a California wine, and a sommelier at the time said, "Oh, I don't carry California wine. It's not good enough." And so when you look at this challenge that they had, and Bottle Shock tells that story about how they basically having to prove the world that they have high-quality products. It's the same journey that Texas has had over the last 15 years, especially, and of course my parents started in 1977, and back then there was complete disbelief that Texas could make wine. But people started to recognize in the 90s and after 2000 that there is some merit to the quality that Texas can produce. And so that story is starting to get out there.
I love it. Yeah, and I think that, and you know this, time and awards and all that kind of stuff helps, doesn't it?
It does. Awards recognition, being marketing. Fortunately for Texas, one of the things that we do really well is hospitality. When people come and visit and when we get a chance to talk to people about our wine, we do so because of the fact that we love connecting with consumers and being able to create that experience for them. And so Texas hospitality is the reason why the Texas Hill Country was rated the top 10 wine destinations of the world by wine enthusiasts in February of 2014.
Wow, how about that? I didn't even know that. Paul Bonariga, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. Messina Hoff, great stuff. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.